Good morning. It's the 24th of February. Our middle reading today is Psalms 96 to 99. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book, and this is a commentary on part of Psalm 96. I read, "The psalm begins with a call to sing unto the Lord a new song. There are seven new songs in the Old Testament. A new song is invariably associated with God's work of redemption. The first of these, Psalm 33, was connected with the forgiveness of sins and the justification that comes by faith, for it is a meditation arising out of the circumstances of Psalm 32, which spoke of David's sin in the matter of Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite. All of these new songs in the Old Testament must find their ultimate fulfilment in the words of Revelation 5. And they sang a new song, saying, 'For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation.' The reference to a new song in Isaiah 42 is especially interesting, given the theme of Psalm 96, for the words are quoted verbatim from this psalm. Isaiah speaks prophetically of the Lord Jesus Christ. 'Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. His work is to bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And the Lord says he will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles.'" That's from verse 6. The consequence of these new things that God has declared is that men sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. So the call in Psalm 96 is to sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. In singing the new song, the redeemed will bless his name, for it is the purpose embodied in that name that will have been consummated in them. In recognition of that truth, and in their rejoicing in all the work of God fulfilled in their experience, they will bless his name in giving to him the honour due. They will show forth his mercy perpetually, for from day to day they will rejoice before him with ceaseless praises. David, in his call to show forth, once again anticipates Isaiah's prophecy. Literally, the word means to proclaim, and it is the word so characteristic of the latter chapters of Isaiah's prophecy, which speaks of the proclamation of the gospel. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, O thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem. That's Isaiah 40, verses 9 and 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good. Isaiah 52, verse 7. The Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Chapter 61, verse 1. The word is connected by Isaiah with God's salvation, with the remission of sins, with the acceptable year of the Lord. It speaks of the deliverance of the poor and Zion's exaltation. It is the Hebrew word that encompasses in its meaning and associations everything for which the Greek word evangelion, rendered gospel, stands. It is the proclamation of the good news of the kingdom of God. So, in our lives, as we sing unto the Lord, let us show forth his salvation from day to day and declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. Thank you for listening.